السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So inshallah, today we're going to have a short session. It is the Ayyam Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And I think some of you might be fasting, so you can go back and eat, finish your meal inshallah. So first of all, review, just quick review inshallah. We talked last week about the difference between a ghazwa and a sariya. Do you guys remember what is a ghazwa? What is the definition of a ghazwa and what is the definition of a sariya?
Was it ghazwa like the one that
Prophet
was on?
Was on. Yeah, was on. Yep. Okay. So ghazwa is when the Prophet accompanied the sahaba, and sariya is when the sahaba were sent by themselves. So one of the sahaba was appointed as the amir of the jama'ah, and they were sent out. That's called a sariya. Excuse me. So we talked about some of the different saraya, some of the different ghazwas that occurred. Again, they're not really well known, but there are some small skirmishes, some small things, expeditions that happened. And the reason why they're not well known is because there was not really any fighting that took place. Most of them, the Sahaba went out, or for example, if it was a ghazwa, the Prophet went out, and before they even reached the location, the caravan was gone. So there wasn't really any fighting that took place. So that's why they're not really well known. Excuse me. One of the sariyas that are well known is the battle of, or the sariya of Nakhla. And this was in the Rajab of the second year of Hijri. And Abdullah ibn Jahsh radiallahu anhu was the amir of this sariyah, of this jama'ah. He went out and he was given instructions in the form of a letter. And we talked about how he didn't even know the contents. So he didn't know where he's going. He didn't know what the duties are. He just know that his instructions are inside the envelope. And he was instructed to go in a certain direction for 2 days. And after 2 days of journeying, then he can open his letter and see what he's supposed to do. And basically the instructions that were given was to go to a place called Nakhla, which is it's in between Makkah, Mukarramah, and Taif. And he was sent there to gather intelligence. So he went there with his contingent, his unit, and they basically camped out there. There was a caravan that was nearby coming, traveling. And they thought that Rajab was over. Remember we talked about the four Ashur al-Haram, the four sacred months, where it is not allowed to fight in these months. So we have with the 3 months that are Dhul-Qa'idah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram. Excuse me. And then you have Rajab by itself. So these 4 months are the four sacred months. And we talked about how for example, the Quraysh, they would interchange these sacred months so they can go ahead and they can fight and whatnot. Anyway, so the Muslims, they thought that Rajab was over and they thought that Sha'ban had started. They thought it was the first of Sha'ban. So they actually went and attacked that caravan. They did catch... So they did catch some of the prisoners of war, and they collected some spoils, and they brought that back with them to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Munawwarah. So what happened was when they got back, the Muslims, the kuffar actually start spreading the news that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has allowed fighting in the Ashur al-Hurum, and they started spreading this news and started basically saying that what are these Muslims up to? Why are they fighting in the months of the sacred months? And the Prophet ﷺ himself told the Sahaba that I cannot accept these spoils until Allah SWT sends down revelation. So he was waiting for the revelation and basically the instructions from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala on what to do next. And that's when Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 217 was revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ, that they ask you about the شهر الحرام, the sacred months, and قِتَالٍ فِيهِ, about fighting therein, fighting within those months. قُلْ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ كَبِيرٍ, that it is a grave matter. It is a grave matter to fight within these months. وَصَدٌ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, but stopping people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ, and disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, and stopping the people from going to Masjid al-Haram, وَإِخْرَاجُ أَهْلِهِ مِنْهُ, and taking the and kicking the people out, forcing them to leave their homes from Makkah Mukarramah, أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that is even more grave in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ, and the fitna that they are doing, the kuffar are doing, that is akbar, that is more grave in the sight of Allah, and that is worse min al-qatl than fighting in these months. So that was the ayat that was revealed, and then basically the spoils were distributed, and what's it called? They were forgiven for doing that. One thing I'll talk about, inshallah, and I'll end, like I promised, I'll make this really short today. There is a Ghazwa Badr. So first of all, Ghazwa is when the Prophet joined the Muslims, but there was a Ghazwa Badr before Badr. And so there's Ghazwa Badr As-Sughra, the minor Ghazwa Badr, the minor Badr, and then there's a major Badr. The major Badr is the one we all know about, the famous Battle of Badr. But this Ghazwa Badr As-Sughra, the minor Badr, this is not well known, and basically what happened was before the Nakhla Sariya. So this is before the Abdullah ibn Jahsh was sent in the month of Rajab. This is before that. I talked about Dhul Ushayra. Dhul Ushayra is when that caravan, the large caravan, was going north to Syria. And when they're going north to Syria, the Prophet ﷺ and Sahaba decided to attack that caravan. But when they got to the area, they were not able to catch up with the caravan. The caravan had gone forth. So they came back to Medina Munawwara. Now when they came back to Medina Munawwara, only 10 days had passed, where a person by the name of Qurz ibn Jabir al-Fihri, he was one of the leaders of the tribes of Quraysh, he launched an attack on the grazing pastures of Medina Munawwara. So you have Medina Munawwara, the main area where people live, and then you have the outside area, you know, the green pastures, and you know, not necessarily green pastures, but the pastures outside where they would take their goats and grazing camels and whatnot. So this man, Qurz ibn Jabir al-Fihri, launched an attack on these grazing pastures, and he took off with a lot of camels and goats. So he took the Muslims' camels and goats, and he took off, he ran off with those. Now the Prophet ﷺ, along with the Sahaba, they set off in pursuit of Qurz ibn Jabir to go get back what was theirs, the camels and the goats. And they went to a place called Safwan. That's why this battle is also called the Battle of Safwan, Ghazwa Safwan. That's another name of this, because Safwan is the area where they had gone to, and the Muslims pursued them to that area, and this place is actually near Badr. So that's why it's called the Al-Badr al-Sughra. So they went to this place of Safwan, and before they could even reach that area, Qurz ibn Jabir and his small unit of people had ran off. They took off with the camels and the goats, and they had moved on. So the Muslims were not able to reach them. Now Qurz ibn Jabir radiallahu an, and you might be surprised, radiallahu an, he actually became Muslim later on, and he was made the Amir of the unit that had chased after the Uraniyin. So Uraniyin, these are Uraniyun. This is a famous incident that took place where a group of people had come and settled in Medina Munawwara, and they had claimed to become Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were not doing well with the environment of Medina. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had big bellies. I guess it was from drinking the water of Medina. Allah alam what exactly happened, but they had that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually ordered them to drink the abwal and the basically the bowl, which is the urine, and also the milk, okay, of the camels. So they were ordered to do that, and they lived outside in the outskirts of Medina in the pasture area, and they basically drank from the milk and from the urine of the camels. It was some type of thing for the disease that they had, and they after a few days or after a few time they doing that, they actually decided to leave Islam And they took the camels that they were watching over and the goats or whatever, and they ran off with that. The Muslims chased after them, and this was Quraiz ibn Jabir radiallahu anhu, the same one who had attacked the pastures a few years back before that. He actually was the emir of this jama'ah who went after these Uraniyun, and they had actually caught up with them, and they were executed because of what they did. Because they had killed, the shepherd, and they had, and it was in a very grievous way too. The way they killed him, I think they burned his eyes out or something, and they did something like that, and they cut off his arms or legs, whatever, and they did that. So the same thing, Quraiz ibn Jabir Radhan went and got them, and they brought them back, and then they were executed because of that. Now Quraiz ibn Jabir Radhan was martyred at Fath Makkah in one of the skirmishes. You know, there was very little fighting. Next to none that happened in Fath Makkah, but in one of the skirmishes, Quraiz ibn Jabir Radhan was martyred in that in Fath Makkah. So I'm going to stop there, inshallah. Next week we'll talk about, and next week inshallah will be the day of Arafah, inshallah. And I'm thinking we can do the dars after Asr. We'll do the dars after Asr on 7:30 next Monday, and then inshallah people who will be fasting can break their fast at home, and then they can, you know, come for prayer, inshallah, and then go back to eat. So inshallah, we'll continue on with the prelude to the Battle of Badr. I'm going to talk about the dream that Atika, radiallahu anha, the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saw in Makkah Mukarramah. I'll talk about the decision that was made by the Muslims and the Sahaba to go and attack again the same caravan that was coming back from Syria, inshallah. جزاك الله خير سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين